And Jared Kushner's messaging habits are now the subject of an investigation by the House Oversight and Reform Committee. The president's son-in-law and top advisor is accused of using the encrypted messaging platform WhatsApp to communicate with foreign leaders. His wife, the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is also accused of using a private email account to conduct the White House business. Here's Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts. He sits on the committee and spoke with MSNBC.
It's not only the use, which is a real vulnerability to national security, but he's also the things he's doing with that are borderline in terms of legality.
Democrats say Kushner could be violating the Presidential Records Act. Joining me now is Clint Watts, senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. He's a former FBI agent and an expert on cybersecurity. Clint, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And let's focus first on Jared Kushner. Top Democrats say he's using an encrypted messaging app to communicate with foreign leaders. Does that concern you?
Yes. The one upside is that WhatsApp is known to be an encrypted app, and it's not uncommon in the region to use that, you know, in the Middle East. But overall, it's just irresponsible because it's going through a system that's not necessarily in the U.S. government's control. How can you do oversight in terms of knowing what communications are there? And at the same time this story was breaking, there's other stories breaking at the New York Times about how private companies are being hired by foreign nations to break into phones, to go into apps, or to hack into people's emails. And I think that really speaks to the dangers of this new world of everyone sort of violating the rules and just using their personal cell phones.
You mentioned that the app is popular in the Middle East. I assume you are referring to some reports that Jared Kushner may have been communicating with the Saudi crown prince. His lawyer has denied that he was speaking with foreign leaders. But Kushner also reportedly took screenshots of his texts and then forwarded them on to his official government account. Is that a security risk?
It is, because, again, this shows the overlap of private and personal email, private and personal communications, very similar to the complaints that were levied against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the run-up to 2016 with government business. Imagine you're doing state business for the U.S. government, and your personal accounts are hacked and dumped out there, and it has communications with foreign leaders. Mm. It's just sort of a hypocrisy, double standard that a normal government employee would never be able to do.
Well, many people are making that comparison to Hillary Clinton's private email server. The Trump campaign, of course, as we well know, was happy to use that against her in the 2016 election. Do you see any difference there between these two cases?
No, not at all. I think that was maybe one of the positive outcomes of the email investigation was if you're not following the rules and procedures set forth by the U.S. government, then you're liable to be admonished, you could be fired, or you could even be prosecuted. You know, that was kind of the, if you remember the famous James Comey public statement, you know, it was, we need to get this under control. And you even saw bipartisan support for that on Capitol Hill to a degree after the Clinton email investigation.
I just wonder if there's a distinction to be made between a cell phone and a WhatsApp communication and the fact that Hillary Clinton was using a private server at her home and that there were classified documents on that server.
I don't think there's a distinction. Anybody that's not using official government communications and government standards and procedures in line with policies of those agencies is in the wrong. It doesn't matter whether they have their own server or they're just using commercial applications. All of those things are vulnerable to foreign powers. This is just dangerous. It allows our adversaries to know more about what's going on with our White House officials and State Department officials than it does actually the oversight functions at Capitol Hill and the U.S. intelligence community.
WhatsApp is encrypted, though. Doesn't that make it harder to hack?
It does, but I would remind people that you could go to two different headlines just today in the news. One, that their endpoints, which are cell phones, they're being hacked by these private security companies. On the other side, Facebook is dealing with another scandal, which is the loss of passwords, which were just hung out onto the internet. And WhatsApp is part of the Facebook network of companies and platforms. So anything that's going through a non-U.S. government secure communication channel or official channel can be seen or can be accessed potentially by other people. And the U.S. government may not have oversight of it or be able to defend against it.
Okay, so we have a couple prominent cases that we've been talking about here, but how widespread, from your experience in the FBI, is the use of private email or private encrypted communication within the federal government?
Inside the federal government, I think it's quite low. I think people are oftentimes very worried about it. Mm-hmm. In my time, either working in government, it was strictly forbidden. Now, that tends to change when you go to politicians. I personally experienced different times where they try to do official business on one account, their official business accounts, and then other times they try and skirt by using their own personal communications. And then it comes down to what is official business or what is campaign business. And I think there needs to be one standard across the United States, and I think everyone needs to abide by it.
That's Clint Watts, a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute and a former FBI agent. Clint, thanks for your perspective. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.